Discord. Good evening. Today is October 8th, and we are going to talk today. My virtual screen not working. Today, we're going to talk about libraries and stuff. So I'll start by sharing my screen so you can see the web interface. Okay, so we are October 8th talking about libraries. The other ones were recorded. I've learned that some people look at them. We'll try next Tuesday to move on to reading tabular data. So last time we talked about built-in functions and help. Sarah, can I put you on the spot since you said you looked at it? What was the summary of built-in functions? Do you remember? What's the takeaway message, or what's a function that we talked about in there? It's one built-in function.
I just remember going over like min-max stuff.
Yep, min and max are functions that you can find. Print is another good one. So I got my Jupyter notebook open on this. So I got another day here, and I got the other ones. So you can open up a Jupyter notebook. I just named them all differently. How are you doing, Sarah? Do you know the interface on this and how to rename stuff? Any questions on the interface for this Jupyter Hub?
It's straightforward to me, so yeah.
Okay. It's pretty easy, yeah. This menu-driven, that's how I like the menus and everything, so. So libraries, how can we use software that other people have written? So typically libraries, you rewrite them, or you write them so that they can be reused, use other people's software for this. So, and how can we find out what software does? So you typically want to use a library if it exists. You don't want to try to rewrite stuff that's already existing. And that's the reason why programmers create and use them. Is basically we don't want to reuse them, and we know that they've been tested and work. We want to know about writing programs that important use modules. In Python standard libraries, find and read documentations for the standard libraries interactively in the interpreter and online. So most of the power of a programming language is in its libraries. It has only a few basic commands that are built in. I shouldn't say few. Few hundred, but they got libraries. There's thousands or tens of thousands of libraries, and that's one of the power of Python. It's so popular and so widely used. There are a huge number of libraries, and there are so many libraries. There's a lot of times two or three different ones that do slightly different things. So you got some choices, and sometimes new stuff is being developed where old libraries are not under active development anymore. Libraries is a collection of modules, and it's a little bit synonymous, the difference between a collection, library, and modules. A single program, a single file is not necessarily a whole module, but it can be. It's a little bit tricky. If you got subroutines and different functions together, it's really a module. It's got to be more than just a single program, in my opinion. So in Python, programs must import the library before it can be used, and so a lot of times you have to install libraries if they're not available on your computer. But if you're going to use them, the first thing you do is import. and you generally put all the import commands at the beginning. So import math. So if you type that and hit shift return, you should be able to have the math library available. And then we can do stuff like print out what pi is. So 3.14159265358970. So you can print that out. You can so you see math is here, and then you put the .pi. So you're calling the module. And remember, this is kind of where Python mixes the functions and the data. So it's actually data that's stored in there. I think, I'm not even sure. Maybe they actually calculate pi with that module. I don't know how it's done. We can do print cosine pi is math cosine math.pi. And so we can take the cosine of pi, which happens to be -1, and it comes out to be exactly -1 on this return. So we're referring to things by the module's name called math. So something like this will not work though, if you can't type print math cosine pi. So you have math.pi, a cosine here, but the pi doesn't inherit the name from the module's name from the function above. So there's no inheritance like this. But how should it work? Do you know? How would you guess this would work if you wanted to use pi? Since Sarah's the only one I can call on, do you know how to make this work? What would I have to put in where my cursor is? I'll make it even bigger. You have any idea? We can just put in math.py, right? So you got to put it in again. And the function. We can use help to get contents on the library. Module reference, it got a nice little website there, description of what it does. These are all the functions that it provides. So remember we talked about functions before, briefly what it does, what the parameters are that are given into that need to be called by the function and stuff like that. So that's the help on this, gives you the output of the command. So Python is notorious to allow you to do things many different ways, that there's not one way that you want to do something. Pretty large function here if you go through all these different ones, but you can do something else. So you do from math import cosine, and you can do import a couple of the libraries. So so from math, we're gonna import sine and cosine and pi. And then we can do something like print cosine pi is cosine pi. So it's, you know, it can get confusing then when you do something like that. So pretty explicitly, it's probably better just to use the math dot cosine. Otherwise, you don't know where it's coming from. But if you have lots of that, you can do different things, because you can get, short with names, like import math as M, and then print cosine pi is M cosine M dot pi. So if you don't want to spell out the whole math, you can just use M, but M is not very descriptive of what the module is called. You can abbreviate some pretty long ones just to save when you type in, if you're consistent, because import matplotlib. So matplotlib is the library, and a lot of times we would do from matplotlib and import. Import MPL. Do something like that. And why did it give me error? That should be as import matplotlib as that. Get my names right. So matplotlib, we can import the data values. So MPL, so there's a few abbreviations that are short because matplotlib is pretty long. Okay, Sarah, since you're the only one here, you gotta answer these questions. Maybe chat them to me or turn on your mic and tell me what function from matplotlib, what function from math module can be used to calculate the square root without using, calculate a square root without using SQRT. So how do you calculate the square root without using just SQRT? What function from matplotlib? So I change this back to a raw. So can you check that out? Let me know. Let's stop. So how would you use math library, but not the SQRT, not the square root function? So Sarah, I'm picking on you. What do you think here? Can you talk to me? What would you start with? Should be quiet. Talk to me. No one else there want to talk to me? Oh, you want to take a guess?
Yeah.
You want to take a guess?
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
a guess.
Yeah.
What would we do?
We can use Taylor approximation for that.
Yeah, there's an easier way to do help on math. I know the answer, so it's a little bit easier for me. But the other way to do it is if you go down, there's a power function, POW. So where's POW here? Yeah, so here's POW. So you can take the power and then we raise it to the 0.5. So the power to the 1/2. So if you wanted to, you can do print math POW 3. And then I think it's 0.5, right? It's two of them arguments. Oh, yeah. Well, let me do something I know the square root of. So, you know, you can just use, take 3 to the power of 1/2, which is the same as the square root. So, we use the square root functions. This is a shortcut or something, you know. People expect it to be there, so you put that in there. The next thing we can do, you can use different functions like random to find a character from a base. So we can ACTT, GCTT, GAC. So if we define some random base, there's a random module from random import ran range. So again, if you want to know what the function does, you have to do help on the function. But and remember now with the, in Python, the functions are encoded by the curly brackets where the square brackets are for data. So there's T, and this is showing you that it's random. We'll do it again, you get A. So you get different random values for that. And there's other ways to do it. There's a sample, they get a random sample and stuff to do that. So, and then if you do type something like help math and it says that the math is not defined, what do you think is the problem? If I do help on NumPy, so NumPy is not defined, but if I import NumPy and then do help NumPy. It will give them, it gives me the information about it. Huh. Oh, I guess NumPy is such a big library that it won't output all that data because it would crash your server, I guess. So that's a new error message. I've never seen that before. But NumPy is a big array, a big library. So probably not one I should choose for an example. So you can fill in the math libraries to fill in different ones. So there's lots of different ways to import the library. So let's do an exercise. Maybe I put this in there from an exercise example here. So I'll make this again, a marked a raw one. So what we have to put in the blank lines to get this to work? We need angle and degrees. So what the, anybody want to answer? Type me what the answer is. Chat it to me. See, do I have my chat window open? Maybe we can do some chats so they don't get on. There we go. We get to chat. Okay. So I got my chat window open now so I can look at everything. So anybody want to chat me the answer to get what would be in the first line here to get it to work? And my hair gets what. Question, anybody got the answer? What would you put in there? There we go. I got an answer here. I think that's right. From math import, we need degrees and we need comma PI. except I need to spell degrees, right? And now if I copy the two lines, we can see it does work. Okay. So, last time we talked about errors. So there's two types of errors, runtime and syntax errors. So with this following command, for math, we're gonna put log. What would we get then? And then log of zero. So try to tell me what it does without writing it. Will it give you a syntax error or will it give you a runtime error? And if I was really good, I could practice my polling. Where is the poll? Poll. Ask a question. Okay, I'll see how this works. Can I do this? Pulls me up another website. Poll one, edit. I should not be doing this anyway. I guess I could have to create the polls ahead of time. But you can also just type me, I guess we'll create a syntax error, yes or no. Because if it's no, then it's a runtime error. So syntax error, yes or no. Oh, I got one that says it's syntax error. Well, let's try to run it from math import log. So that worked, and then you do log of zero. And what it gives is a math domain error at the bottom here, the value. So zero is outside the range of the log. So log of zero is outside the range of the values. You can't take a log of zero. So it's a perfectly good syntax because you put the number in there, but it's outside the range, so it's a runtime error. So, or it's outside the domain. So I would call it more, it's outside the domain of the function in a way. That's the main thing. So most of the programs, I guess the key points here for the functions, the libraries that are user defined functions. Basically, we want the power to be in its libraries. And that's what we do. When I started writing Python, we wrote an import library, these spray libraries, to import our data and spray it. And then we start using all of the stuff around it. But that first library to import some data, some of that first low-level stuff is where all the power is. And you want to make use of that low-level libraries to do more and more things. So. So having a lot of libraries is really important in a programming language. The library must be imported. the alternative would be import everything, right? But then some of the libraries would have similar names and you couldn't change the names and it would just be too much stuff in memory. Your space would be too big. So eventually we get so many programs we could do anything we wanted. It's gonna be libraries and pop libraries and people just say it's all programming languages to do that. Helper will tell you the contents of the library. You can import just specific things to get short names, create aliases for libraries if you want to shorten them up. So that's the lesson talking about the libraries. So questions, text me, ask me questions. So that's the library functions. Key points to go over. And because you can do so like print log or one works. Any questions? About anything. I can download my my things, my notebooks. I just download them and upload them to the site. Just with the name and save them. So that will go into my notebook so I can save them very easily. And down the website too, so you can follow through that, but probably don't need that for going over the video because you can just do the stuff on that. So, well, I'll have to email everybody for next time. Import the eval. Would that be similar? Okay, I keep going here. Let's see if there is help math. We'll have to see if that's defined. In math, like pi is. So e raised to the power 1, raised to the power x. So I think you just import exp. So you want to find the value of e. I go back and use exp to input in 1, right? That should give you the 2.7 print math exp 1. And so that's really what it's a exponential function to that. So it's the multiplier that you get exponential growth, right, in mathematics. So data, but maybe, let's see, that's one way to do it, print math.e. Yeah, that also works because it has data here. That has e, pi, infinity and not a number. Tau, what is tau? Someone have to answer me that. So yes, you can do E, but it's also the exponential function of 1. It's kind of different ways to get it. But I guess they do put the data is actually in there as data, not as a calculation. But you got a lot of math functions. And typically when you have to find something, I just go and Google Python and what functions, or if you know what it is, you know it's in the math function. Gamma functions available. Four for rounding. Absolute value of a floating point number. Okay. So I'll have to download my module again. Let's see, the other questions, I think I'll stop there. And we'll see if I can't get more people to join us next week. And stuff. Or maybe we'll have to see if everybody wants to wait till next semester, because they're all too busy with other stuff. So, okay, I'll stop that and stop the recording. And people can join next week.